This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Counting of votes is progressing peacefully for Maharashtra and Jharkhand assembly elections. In Maharashtra, ruling BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance is far ahead of opposition Mahavikas Agadi MVA as per trends available so far. In Maharashtra, trends are available for all 288 seats. BJP is leading in 125 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena is ahead in 57. Ajit Pawar-led NCP is leading in 36 seats. Congress is leading in 21 seats, while NCP Sharad Pawar Group is ahead in 11 seats. Shiv Sena UBT is leading in 19 seats, and others are leading in 19 seats. The majority mark in the 288-seat Maharashtra Assembly is 145, the number any alliance party requires to be able to form a government in the state. The term of the present state assembly ends on November the 26th. In Jharkhand, counting is progressing peacefully on all 81 seats. Trends available so far show that ruling JMM-led alliance is ahead of BJP-led NDA. In Jharkhand, trends are available for all 81 seats. Ruling JMM is leading in 32 seats, while Congress is leading in 12 constituencies. RJD is leading in 6 seats. BJP is leading in 25 seats, while NDA ally AJSU is leading in 2 constituencies. Others are ahead in 4 seats. Assembly polls in Jharkhand was held in 2 phases, November the 13th for 43 seats and November the 20th for 38 seats. The state witnessed an overall voter turnout of 67.74%, which was 1.65% higher than the 2019 poll figures. Counting is also underway for by-poll to 2 Lok Sabha seats, Wayanad and Nanded, and 46 assembly constituencies in 13 states. In Wayanad parliamentary constituency of Kerala, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra has established a comfortable lead over her nearest CPI rival. In Nanded Lok Sabha seat of Maharashtra, Congress and BJP candidates are locked in a close contest. In Uttar Pradesh, counting is taking place for 9 assembly seats. Ruling BJP is leading in 6 seats, while Samajwadi Party is leading in 2. NDA ally RLD is ahead in Mirapur assembly constituency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world is now acknowledging India's strategic importance due to the mantra of reform, perform and transform being implemented by his government over the last 10 years. The Prime Minister said this while addressing an event through video conferencing, which was organized by a media house in Germany's Stuttgart. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged the Indian diaspora and people from other countries to take part in the Bharat Ko Janiye, Know India quiz. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the quiz deepens the connection between India and its diaspora worldwide. He added that the winners of the quiz will also get an opportunity to experience the wonders of incredible India. At the 55th International Film Festival in India, IFFI today promises to be another exciting day with several events lined up. After the successful and crowd-pulling premiere of over 70 films yesterday, today will feature the screening of another 70 films. In cricket, India were 27 without loss against Australia in their second innings on the post-lunch session of the second day of the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Perth when reports last came in. In badminton, India's ace duo Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will take on the South Korean pair of Jin Yong and Seo Seung Jae in the men's doubles semi-final event at the China Masters 2024 tournament in Shenzhen, China today. And before we close election trends once again, in Maharashtra, trends available for all 288 seats. BJP is leading in 124 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena is ahead at 57. Ajit Pawar-led NCP is leading in 35 seats. Congress is leading 22 seats, while NCP Sharad Pawar Group is ahead at 13 seats. In Jharkhand, trends are available for all 81 seats. Ruling JMM is leading in 30 seats, while Congress is leading in 14 constituencies. And that is the end of this news bulletin.